Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. As of the time this brief is produced, the Virginia Assembly is considering a bill that would allow homeschool students to participate in the local civil government school sports activities. In the Virginia Assembly's House of Delegates, the bill number is 1626. I bring this bill to your attention so that I can, if you are willing, teach you about where we must go as a Christian society. The Christian tendency is to promote any bill resembling 1626. That is, Christians will often opine, yes, it is right for homeschool students to have the same sports opportunities as children who attend the civil government school system. On the surface, that seems true. It does seem to be the right thing to do to give homeschool students the same sports opportunities as civil government school students. That's because it is right. Children who are homeschooled ought to be on the same playing field as civil government students. But that's exactly why Bill 1626 must be defeated. Because children who are homeschooled ought to be on the same playing field as civil government students. I say respectfully, you are used to thinking like a humanist. You are used to thinking that it is okay to take someone else's tax dollars to pay for another person's child to play sports. So then Bill 1626 comes along and you think it ought to be passed. But the biblical approach is for no person's tax dollars to be taken away so that another person's child can play sports. Christians don't have the right to use someone else's tax dollars for a child to play sports any more than the humanists have the right to use someone else's tax dollars to play sports. And that's exactly why Bill 1626 ought to be defeated. I'm not against incrementalism. It's just that the small steps must be taken in the right direction. This bill compounds the problem. It holds that two wrongs make a right. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through DeconstructingTheColosseum.com.